but you're welcome to take part in that. Our spiritual leader, Reverend Glenda Davis, is in Kentucky in preparation for watching the eclipse. And I have discovered that she does have the safety glasses, the right ones, not the fake ones. Marvin got the real ones. So that's where she is. And today we have Audrey Scott Williams. She's our guest speaker, and she's speaking about kindness towards ourselves. Please help me welcome Audrey Scott Williams.
Well, good morning, SEC.
Good morning.
How's everyone today?
Good.
Are you kind to yourselves?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I love that song, "I will leave this world as it is and go inside to find my God." You could say that another way. I'll leave this world as it is to go inside and find myself, for we are God. Expressing in this world as God. You know, this has been an incredible week in our lives on so many levels. And, you know, it didn't look that way the week before with so much that happened in Charlottesville and how that's touched the hearts of so many people. And even myself, you know, I had a call from a friend of ours at the United Nations, Friday, I think. And they are sending 2 peace poles to us here, just because out of concern and love, and wanted to know how I was doing. And I felt like, wow, this is so beautiful. And so they wanted to know what language is. So I said, could you send it in Hebrew, Arabic, Spanish, and English? And so we'll be having 2 peace poles. And so if you have 2 peace poles, then what do we do with them? So we're looking at, on the International Day of Peace, which is September 21st, to actually walk our poles, plant one here, and walk the other one to a destination that we're not sure yet, as an interfaith prayer vigil. So we're walking in silence with the electric candlelights and asking as many members of our various interfaith communities to join us, to just walk and hold the energy of peace and love, not only in our communities, but throughout the world. And I just thought that that was such a powerful opportunity that we have. So I invite all of you to be thinking about that International Day of Peace offering that we can bring here to plant a seed, actually a double seed, for the rest of the world. But today we're talking about kindness to ourselves. And what's so interesting about just saying that is, as we think about ourselves and we think about the world around us, we can only be out there what we are in here, right? We can only be out there what we are in here. So if we're in turmoil, guess what? The world is in turmoil. And so I love the phrase love in action, because the more we become in love with ourselves, and that's one of the things I hope I can inspire today, is falling in love with ourselves. Accepting ourselves just the way we are. Removing the abuse we tend to give ourselves over and over again when we think we're not good enough. You know, we're not strong enough. We're not courageous enough. We're not talented enough. But on this day, what I would like to invite you to do is to just kind of go with me as we move through this. And I've asked Daryl to help me on this first. I'm going to ask you to, instead of doing our meditation at the end, I want us to do it now. So I'd like to invite you to just kind of assume a posture of meditation. Just take a deep breath. Think of things that you really got you going this week, that really bothered you in any way that it did. Just bring it all up inside in your consciousness. Just close your eyes. Let's just trust this process and this space and each other. And now I want you to take a deep breath. And in that breath, you're pulling it all together in this ball of love. And as you exhale, you You're sending that ball to bounce all over the world. Just love, transmuting all pain and suffering, all feelings of lack and all fear. And just see it bouncing all around the globe, all over Alabama and this nation. Jean Houston has a book called The Wizard of Us, and I want to just share a paragraph. In that space, continue to see your ball moving around. There is a saying that what the caterpillar calls the end of the world, the master calls a butterfly. This butterfly time, or this is butterfly time. Just as the guidance call, excuse me, just as the guidance cells in the mush that is the caterpillar in its chrysalis state suddenly begins to activate the transformation of mush into a butterfly, so too this is a time when we realize that the inherent coding or imaginal cells of our bodies, our communities, and yes, even of the planet, are calling us to come together. We have the opportunity to form a lasting, interdependent civilization, one in which we live lightly on the earth, cross-pollinating cultures, ideas, and spiritual forms, and becoming transparent to transcendence. Butterfly time means we must rise out of the mush we've been caught in these many hundreds of years to take flight in the air of the new story that is emerging all around us. We must have the will and the willingness to discover our purpose, to live a mythic life from the deep and the deepest core of our essence, and be an integral part of this extraordinary moment in our history. The change we seek in the world is right here in this room, right now. Embodied in each of us as love. And every breath we take for ourselves, when we exhale, that breath goes into the world united as one. And so as the opportunities arise for us to embrace life and infinite possibilities of who we are as a human family, let us know that love is all there is. Take a deep breath and pick any ball bouncing around out there in the universe. Grab it and watch it immediately turn into starlight. Bring it back into your heart. Take a deep breath and exhale. Welcome back. So what is vitally important today, right now in this moment where we are? What is vitally important? You are. Beyond anything else, in this moment, you are the most important thing in this world. And remembering to love yourself today and every day is essential. Shower yourself with love. Shower yourself in love. In fact, the next time you take a shower and the water comes down, just feel it as liquid love bathing you. cleansing away all the old yucky stuff. The greatest gift you can give yourself is to treat yourself with love and respect. So if we had an imaginary mirror, or I guess if we had a mirror, but we don't, so we'll have an imaginary mirror, we could put it in front of us and look into our eyes and see ourselves as love. And what picture would that conjure up for you? Just think about it. What imaginary picture? What's your favorite place? What's your go-to place when all else seems to be falling apart? Imagine that sunset or that beautiful full moon coming up over a mountain. And bring that place into your consciousness so that the shift can happen. You know, in order for us to make changes in ourselves, especially deep changes when we're talking about love, we have to find things that help us to connect, right? So knowing what brings us beauty, what we see that takes our breath away, actually allows us to, you can't occupy, you know, fear in one place and love in the same place. They can't do this. So when you find these things, these triggers, I call them, that you can connect to, that all of a sudden it moves you into that place of peace, that place of knowing, that place of peace, then you can access the place of love. So being kind to ourselves, you know, it's a bigger calling sometimes than just those words suggest. You know, you can tell somebody, love yourself and be kind, but unless you really, really touch each other heart to heart, it's hard sometimes to let someone know that you're perfect, right? That you are doing exactly what it is you're called to do and that your path has already been ordered. It's just about showing up. And once you get that, once you really get that, you start to understand how simple life is. We make it complicated all the time because we think we have to have a magic formula for success. Dee walks in with that big smile on her face. Absolutely. We think we have to do something. We have to make things happen. When in truth, we have to stop trying to make things happen. Amen. We have to stop trying to fix it.
Amen.
Why? Because we're already perfect. And if anybody can't see that in us, then we really don't have an obligation to spend a lot of time hearing the negative talk that wants to make us less than who we really know that we are. And that includes our own minds. Being kind to ourselves allows me to say, I am open and receptive to my good. Say that with me. I am open and receptive to my good. The trick here is to ask empowering questions, all right? And this is something I invite you to think about doing every day, because an empowering question lifts us up, because it's not telling us we have to do something. It is just simply showing us the infinite possibilities that we are. So they take us to a deeper place of listening. You know, like I said, it's not the doing. It's coming back to center, exhaling, listening, so that we can access that still small voice. It's out there. It's all of us. It's God calling. You know, and I have a friend that wrote a song, "The Universe is Calling You." When are you going to pick it up? So God's calling. But if we're so busy trying to figure everything out, trying to be the doers, trying to find solutions, not only for ourselves, but for the whole world, guess what? That small voice cannot be heard. So maybe a better question might be, what is the vision for my life? I want you to ask that for yourselves too. What is the vision for my life? But I want you to join me in this, and I want us to take a breath. What is the vision for my life? What is the universe trying to create through me? What is the universe trying to create through me? Is seeking to emerge, what is seeking to emerge in my life? I want you to ask this out loud with me. What is seeking to emerge in my life?
What is seeking to emerge in my life?
And say yes.
Yes.
And say yes. Yes to what is seeking to emerge. Because what I must become to manifest the vision that I am beginning to see are the patterns that need to be changed in me. Okay? It's not what I'm trying to change somebody out there, but what in me needs to change. Let's take a deep breath. What needs to be dissolved? What am I willing to let go of? Look at the person next to you and say, what? Come on, look at somebody, find somebody. What am I willing to let go of and dissolve? Louise Hay has 10 steps to loving yourself. She has done it in many different forms, and so I'm going to borrow some of those steps, and we're going to just go through them as part of this. Love thy neighbor as you love yourself, respecting and cherishing the incredible uniqueness of who you are. We can only love our neighbor to the extent that we can love ourselves. Number two, we improve the quality of our lives through loving ourselves. We improve the quality of our lives through loving ourselves. Stop all self-criticism and accept yourself exactly as you are. You need no approval. Choose nurturing. Choose supportive thoughts. Don't scare yourself. Stop terrorizing yourself with scary thoughts. Be there yourself for yourself. Stop choosing the worst case scenarios for yourself. Just think about this. How many times do you wake up in the morning or go to bed at night and all the scenarios that could, the worst scenarios in the world, oh, my bills aren't paid. Oh, I don't know where this money's gonna come from. I'm sick, I'm this, I'm that. You ever had that? Just as soon as you wake up or as try to go to bed at night, it just feels, well, she calls that abuse. It's a weapon of mass distraction that we impose upon ourselves. So choose a switch. You know, I talked earlier about having a trigger. She calls it the switch to image of something you love, a sunset, a rainbow. The next one is be gentle and kind, patient with yourself. Think of yourself as a garden. I love this because I love gardens. Think of yourself as a garden. It takes time to grow a garden. How many of you are gardeners? It takes time, doesn't it? A whole lot of patience. It takes a lot of nurturing too. You've got to make sure it has the proper water. It has the soil has the proper nutrients. You got to have the right seeds in the right locations so that they don't get killed by the sun or drowned by the water. Now, she calls those seeds our thoughts. And the fertile soil, she says, is our subconscious mind. But when they all work in harmony, they create a bountiful harvest. So how do I love myself is the beginning of the garden, of your garden. How do I love myself? Watch out for the weeds, though. All right, in the garden, you plant, you got to look out for those weeds. They can take over the garden, right? And the weeds are negative thoughts. Get rid of them as soon as they show up. Have something in your mind that as soon as you feel those negative thoughts coming in, it's a trigger. You can switch it. Be patient. It takes time. Just a little bit more today than yesterday. Be kind to your mind. Self-hatred is only hating thoughts that limit who you are. It takes you further and away from your God self. You have the right to be loved. Because you are God in action. You have the right to be loved because you are God in action. That's not something anyone can give to you. You are already it. When you clear the weeds, you can get to that level of understanding. But weeds are crafty, so you gotta check that garden out every day. Affirmations, positive affirmations is a way to be kind to your mind. When negative thoughts come up, immediately have your go-to affirmation. Thinking well of yourself is being kind to yourself. Make a conscious choice what thoughts you will choose from your experiences, from your truth. And don't blame yourself. Take responsibility for yourself, but don't blame yourself. You have no idea how something that you think might have been a mistake at some point in your life laid the foundation for who you are becoming. It gives you the courage and the fortitude to get through the tough times, to make a difference not only in your life, but in the lives of others around you. You have no idea. Often those mistakes that we make are actually what's shoring us up to be stronger in some other situation. So don't blame yourself. Just take responsibility and move forward. Relaxation is essential for the healing process, so we have to let go sometimes of that pressure to keep moving forward. I know on the campaign, Karen has made some strict rules because I have a tendency not to be aware of my physical body and what it's going through as we can have a very busy path. And so I'm not allowed to do anything on Mondays and Fridays. Sometimes I sneak and do them anyway, but not really. But what I'm learning through this process, what I'm learning through her strict, stewardship, is when I learn to listen and act accordingly, when I do go back out, my mind is fresh. My energy is strong, and I can achieve the things that I feel that I'm there to achieve. So there is good there. So take pause each day. You know, sometime during the day, take pause to just breathe. Just breathe and sit. It doesn't have to be long. Jerry meditates all the time. Jerry, it doesn't have to be that long, does it? Sometimes it's a breath, right? Sometimes it's a breath. But finding that place to give peace. And what happens is when you do that, you create an allowing space in your consciousness. You stop it. You stop the monkey. What do they call it? Monkey mind. You calm the monkey mind, and then it opens up. It's like this, the sea parts. And then you get to hear the thoughts, or the truth, I call it, that come in. The truth of love, the peace, the infinite possibility. And it comes in strange ways. You might be in the middle of a meditation and all of a sudden you feel a butterfly go by and you hear the sound of the wings. Or you might see something beautiful bathed in light around you. And just be with it. Just go with whatever comes and allow that inner voice to come up, to come in through that silence. She also says, praise yourself and bear down the criticism. Praise lifts it up. I desire to be praised. I accept good into my life. I deserve the good in the universe. And what you're willing to do to experience your good, take that time. The other thing that she says is support yourself. Find ways to support yourself. Reach out to friends, support groups. Find the Karen in your life to keep you on track. Be loving and kind to your negatives. You know, we can sit here and talk about how to find some way of keeping them out. But in truth, the negative thoughts will come. Negative experiences will come because that's how we identify them. That's how we classify them in our consciousness. So when they do, create an awareness that anything negative that's coming up is really all about an unmet need surfacing, some fear surfacing, some insecurity surfacing. So engage with it that way. Give the power to just allowing that to be. Because that's a lesson in and of itself. That's a lesson in and of itself. That something is still here that needs to be healed. And the other is take care of your body. There's a lot of pressure right now out in the world. There's so much going on that's just coming in at us because we have access. We have a window to the world now as no other generation has had. And so we're getting news, we're getting false news, we're getting somebody else's news, we're getting just news. You ever wonder why they call it news? Something new is So it's been a whole lot of something new. Maybe it is a whole lot of something new, but it's coming in as a negative and as a positive. It's coming in sometimes as ways that give us a sense of just overwhelm. So be kind to your body and your mind, because that's the house you live in. That's the house you live in. So what are you doing for yourself is a question that I think we should ask ourselves every day. What am I doing for my mind, body, and spirit? What am I doing that supports my greatest health? Am I eating well? Am I making good choices? Am I being honest and truthful in my relationships so that they can strengthen me and can strengthen the other person, and through that we can strengthen the world? What am I doing to take care of me? And finally, be willing to hear the words in your, from others and from within, and own them about your own goodness. You're not a mistake, or you wouldn't be here. You know, you may have planned for millions and millions of years to come here right at this moment with, through the right couple, for whatever reason, to do the work that needs to be done in this lifetime and in your own soul's journey. We don't know the cause of it. We don't know the why of it. But we are here for a very important reason. And that reason can be as big as your imagination. I always say that the imagination is God's way of showing us, no matter how much we do, there's so much more to be done. So just kind of engage your imagination as a stairwell to all kinds of experiences in life. And so as we listen to what's happening in the world, let us not get caught up in it as how it may be portrayed. A question that's come to me from so many places this week is, how am I feeling? How do I feel about what happened in Charlottesville? And you know what? I feel that everything is unfolding. Everything is unfolding. Not necessarily as I would like to see it, but as it should. Charlottesville gave us an opportunity to see what needs to be healed in our world. What needs to be healed. And it was very hard to watch it. We all have memories of past experiences that all got entrapped in what we saw there. But the question I've had for myself is, how do we breathe love into that experience to begin a healing in America that is willing to go deeper than the surface? Because if we haven't learned anything else, we've learned that if we allow the scab to grow and put a little makeup on it and make it look okay, it's only gonna last for a while. So we have to go deep now. We have to have conversations, engage communities, and engage in our own inner self to find out, how do we make peace out of what looks like anything but peace? How do we find love in a situation that looks anything but like love? And maybe it's not about what we see out there as much as what we see in here. Because if we are the love, we find a way every day in our lives to combat that by loving ourselves and being in love with what's around us. Because when you embrace that, you go out into the world and everything that you are a part of is transformed by that love. Let me give you an example. I was sharing this morning, but yesterday we were in Tuskegee. I had an opportunity to receive probably one of the most significant awards for me, and that was the Amelia Boynton Robinson Legacy Award. And in the ceremonies and so forth that were going on, we heard a lot about the history of the civil rights movement. Everybody was sharing stories about her. But the story that I was sharing this morning, there are two stories I want to end with her, and then we'll do a closing meditation. The first one has to do with when she was newly married. She and her husband and another couple decided to go to Savannah and go on the riverboat. Cruise on a boat, a motorboat, a small boat. So there were six of them on the boat, the two of them and the pilot and the other couple, so that was five. And a big boat came by and capsized the boat. And the pilot drowned, her husband drowned, everybody but she and another woman. And now, Amelia Boynton couldn't swim, and she had a winter coat on. So you can imagine in deep water, that weight of that coat. And she heard the other lady yelling out, "Amelia, save me, Amelia, save me." So she grabbed her coat, and she was able to keep them both afloat until another set of boaters came by and picked them up. The lady died the next day, but Amelia lived, obviously. Well, I asked her, I said, "Well, what do you attribute to the fact that you survived that accident?" And she said, "All I remember is when I felt myself about to go under, I said to God, 'You can't take me. I'm not finished yet.'" Isn't that powerful? That is very, very powerful. And the other story that I remember of her that has, and that was a big lesson for me. I'm sharing that because, you know, she claimed, she called forth for herself that she knew she was going to live because she knew in her mind God wasn't finished with her yet. Her journey was ahead. And this was before the civil rights movement. But on the bridge, on the Pettus Bridge, on Bloody Sunday, I asked her, and I may have shared this with some of you as well as a class this morning. I asked her, I said, "When you were coming up that, you know, across that bridge, and you saw all that hate, you know, the police with the batons and the tear gas and the angry faces, how did you keep going? How did you walk into that?" And she said, "We were prepared. We were engulfed." I can't remember the exact words, but basically we knew that God had us, that the victory was already won. We just had to do our part. Yeah. And I was like, okay. And so of course we all know what happened. She taught me one more valuable lesson, that no matter how much we want to look on the world and call something else bad, we have to transmute that. And we can only do that with love. We can only do that by connecting with our God self, the God in us, however, whatever name you call God, whatever faith, whatever tradition, but being in touch with that spirit of something bigger than self. Right? And when you do that and you're called to walk across the Pettus Bridge in your life, whatever that bridge may be, you'll know that you're exactly where you are. You'll know that you're imbued with everything you need for that to be a successful journey. You'll know that you're capable of stepping out of the fears that hold you hostage, that hold you to something that's not even who you are, that keeps you from even accessing who you are. You'll know because it's so deep in your heart, and you'll move fearlessly forward on your life path. You'll begin your own hero's journey, because we always start somewhere and have an opportunity to go all over the place. But in the end, we come right back here, right back home, right back to God. So as you go forward today, know that there's nothing in your life that's happening that shouldn't be happening, that everything is unfolding exactly the way it should. And as you change your way of looking at it, you'll change your opportunity to heal it and transcend it. Be kind to yourself. Do not be a weapon of mass destruction in your own mind. Be strong in love. Let's take a deep breath together. And remember, ask yourself throughout the week, what is the vision for my life that is trying to get through for me right now? And say yes. Thank you. Do a prayer together. God, thank you for an opportunity that we've had today to sit in love, to hear through love, and to be love in action. Thank you for blessing us as we go forward this week, to always have that little birdie in the back of our mind that's saying, love, your love, your God expressing in this world. Rejoice and be glad in it. And so on.